Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nothing but against the bar.
KBZ, what up?
Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man.
You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time.
Y'all niggas about to feel this.
Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright? Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomb the hooches with precision. My intentions took you with you with that some double OP. Dog, my fucking homie. You the cold ass nigga on them all.
Showing up. I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the coat room waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac is all that's on the nigga's mind. But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'ma get smart and get defensive and shit. And put together a million march for some gangsta shit.
So now they got a slate, two multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown, the shit's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion, I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you savage, they all forget the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living life.
I got a pit named P, she nigga Reno. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black memo, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfuck the rest. Two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas can die for me. How can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. Then I stop failing me.
Coming live from the VIP, heard the nightlife, lost life, what I mean. Most of the feds in the state wanna be by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hip and shouted, he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now, Rawls don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. See a ball of money stacked all the shack now. See her push a button to let the roof on the lag down. I'm on the road doing shows to my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to Chat Town. I got the crowd yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
Hey, all my hot girls yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, gay yelling,
bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah, what other southern rapper hooded than this? I got rich and I'm still in a hooligan clique. You be rapping by a blow, I'm moving the brick. Talk about you now, now we're doing it, brick. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be throwing me quick. If I catch another case, I know it truly be missed. So I'ma keep a cool head, stay out of the news headlines, and show these other rappers it's bedtime. It's little see that I'm ahead of my time. I cop a grown down hard, talk career with a shine. I got the time, there ain't nothing like it better with time. Who got a flow in a live show better than mine? I got a packed house yelling,
bring them out.
Hey,
I'm a hot girl yelling,
bring them
out,
bring them
out.
All the dope boys yelling,
bring them out,
bring them out.
Front to back,
they
yelling,
bring them out, bring them out. Nothing but time, so I'ma get out on these cuts and grind. Keep my mind on cloud 29. My player ways keep me with plenty dimes. See, I'ma shine like all six of my gold teeth. When the nigga get through cooking up this OZ, all night from the block till the sunrise. My only friend is a Glock with the 4-5, 4-5 in the morning. Daydreaming about flaws in the drop top. Blue light snap me back to reality. I hit the alley quick and toss what I got on me. Tricks ain't got shit to do but harass. Surf the nigga and took about a thing in cash. I guess that's better than getting locked up or getting jammed with that shit I had rocked up.
I know these hoes ain't right, but you was blowing up her phone last night, but she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime, I'm the shit. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day but trust these hoes. See me fuck with.
When a rich nigga won't you, and your nigga can't do nothing for you.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Go DJ. KBZ, what up? I do it, baby, stick it, baby. But look, it's your dude, Uncle Leroy, coming in live on this Friday with my dude. Who that be? Who that be?
Whoa, Lil Jimmy, not from the block.
Whoa, what up, man? We got to cue you. We got to get you cued in here, man. Like, I had to knock on the door like 4 times. But what's good with you on this Friday, man?
Yeah, we good, bro. Look, man, look, week 5, y'all don't understand. The Pickles is hot. Your boy about to win it this week, man. Fantasy football thing, I'm coming up my first one. And our league, man, the Florida Elite League, I'm about to beat my fellow co-host. I'm sorry. I hope the love is still left because I'm about to beat him like he stole something. And things are going very well, man. Look, it's fantasy football, pick'ems, DraftKings. We got everything going on, man. Basketball about to start up for us. We good, man. How's things on your end?
Same here. Like, talking about that, look. Hey, I had to give me a little sneak preview on that DraftKings. I won me like $9 on $3. Yeah? I'm like, yay. So I'm surfing going into this weekend. So that lets you know. I'm going to win the pick'ems. I put 2 picks in. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good. Like, I feel like Cock Diesel over here, man. Don't mind me.
You feel like you're about to lose your money. That's what you're saying, huh?
Wait, hold that thought. I got some drops for you right here. Say that again. I got to hit the buzz on you. He tripping. He tripping, world.
You about to lose just like Mr. Mike Lowry lost to you last weekend.
I'm sorry,
you know,
I can't hear you.
About to go around here, man.
Well, dude, man, hey, you know, look, this can't be the sports chatter if we don't bring, you know what I'm saying, in sports
the
talk
chatter,
or screen.
The chatter.
This is by.
What you gonna do?
Wow, what's going on, fellas? I ain't speaking to Lil Jimmy. What's going on, Uncle D-Roy?
What's up, Mike Larry? How's it going on this Friday, man?
Oh, man, it was going good to the Astros once, bro, but now I got to hear Lil Jimmy about all day, bro. So it's starting to take
a
turn.
No, I'm trying to find the right one. Hey, bro, your ass still hurt from the ass from last week, though?
Hey, bro, look, man, you know. All I'm going to say is salute to Uncle Leroy. He got him a victory, you know what I'm saying? Sunshine on the dog ass every day. Anybody can win the lottery. He won the last.
Hold on. He had no victory. He had a massacre.
Oh, wait, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, the crowd loves me. Yeah, I'll put an ass whipping on you. I do appreciate it. Thanks for the support.
Hey, I mean, you know, he got a good victory. Good for him. He needed it, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. I'm all right, bro. I'm good.
The rumor has it, you about to go 2 weeks in a row with, like, damn near blowout of the week, if not blowout of the week, bro. What's up with that?
Back-to-back losses like Drake?
That's a problem when you listen to rumors, man. You know, people talk all the time and don't know what they're talking about. See, you know, I'm playing a guy that don't understand fantasy football matchups, which is why he left 31 points on the bench again, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that might not – it might not hurt him against lesser competition, but he know better. He already took a loss to me this season in other leagues. So it's going to continue. I'm just going to beat him again.
Wait, hold on. You know, I got my petty meter is like going on. Like, it's like all the way to 100. So, hey, you know, I think we're going to bring in your opponent for week 5. Who this is? Is this Tyra and Stingray? Wait, how you say this? Wait.
Thank you. You know, that's his 2 baby mamas, man. So, you know, I'm getting revenge for them.
That sounds fine right there. Wait. Hold on.
I'll
got
put it to this way.
Hey. Go on now. Well, I get so, man. That ain't down.
I'll put it this way. He said, I know fantasy football. When your team is dominant as mine, you can afford to leave 31 on the bench. Ask my opponent last week. Everybody better stop doubting me. And I'm putting it this way. You have bums on your team. You have bums. Okay. You just got Cam Newton. Nobody else on your team is worth the threat.
You turn around and lose to these so-called bums. What you gonna
I'm not losing, bro. I'm not losing to you in this league, bro.
You about to get your
you got your where your 180 going to come from? You got to score 180 to beat.
Hey, dude,
you gotta score
don't worry 180. About it. My homework's done. Your homework not.
You got, Right. My homework's done. My homework's done. I'm like this. Who would have been Travis Kelce for them, man?
I want you to sit back and get your popcorn ready.
And he can score against Jacksonville defense too, bro.
You playing
Hold up. Let's ask this question. El Chapo, aka Tyra and Thingy Revenge. Who you think? That shit just sound funny as hell to me. All right, so who is his best player on his team?
Cam Newton. That's the only one I know. Cam Newton. He ain't got nobody else. He don't got no running back. And obviously, nobody ain't got no running backs, no wide receivers, no tight ends. His defense sucks. You know, we saw that last week. He the first person in history to lose on Thursday night. He lost on Thursday. He lost on Thursday.
That's history.
Nobody has ever lost on Thursday night.
That is true. So, you know, I just muted his mic. So, you know, he can't. So he's going to burn up.
I'm just saying, you know, a team that I beat handily, that I got a blowout against. I'm sorry, you commiss. I got a blowout against you. I blew him out. He thought he could beat me. And you blew him out, and I blew you out. All my wins have been by blowout.
That doesn't mean much, right? But he is, but you know, the projection is he projects to score 124 points, but he doesn't have his next player, and you're projected to score 165. So what gives you the advantage?
In all actuality, Mr. Lowry does not set his lineup until after the game starts on Sunday. That's why you get his ass blowed out so much. So I can't go
and
right now.
And I'm putting this way, man, I got a couple secret weapons that might not be my lineup for when I play him. That is a lineup that I always...
The lesions that you got, bro, but I don't know. It's going to be a good game. But I don't know Mr. Lowry in the way he acts, bro. You know how he is.
Hey, man, he not doing nothing, man. If he put that lineup he put out last week, he going to get blown out. So he ain't want to change.
So what gives you the advantage? What player gives you that advantage? Like, you know, because you...
I'm putting this with my running back game is
A1.
My running
but
back game is A1. My quarterback...
He has Mark Ingram coming back this week.
He did that last year.
He's not the bell cow, so you can't bank on Kamara.
Kamara is not a bell cow anyway. He gets his points receiving. He's a second receiver. It's like I got a receiver at running back. He gets his money receiving the ball.
But that's
where I get my money from.
As much. So if he's not running, he's not being that dual threat, he won't be on the field as much. Mark Ingram,
I'm putting it this way. I dealt with that all last year. And I was just going league champ last year. I'm not worrying about Kamara. Then I snuck up and I got David Johnson, who's starting to come on. That's a bell cow. He's starting to come on for this league anyway. It's standard league, something different. For this league, keep coming on because y'all count first downs and stuff and 20-yard runs.
That is true.
So he's coming on. I got a quarterback. Don't matter what quarterback I play, they get 50.
Just like that. All right, so before we bring Mike Lowry back on, what do you want to tell him about this week?
I'm just saying, man, look, don't commit suicide, bro. I made the name LaQuentin Dickey for him. Because he was the first victim of LaQuentin Dickey in another league. But, you know, I had to go bring out his baby mamas and stuff for this one. Because, you know, he never win when you put their name up. So he's definitely not going to win. I'm just telling him, don't be mad at me, bro. We got a tournament to win tomorrow. So I don't want him to be mad at me because I'm going to destroy him. Tell him, I'm going to destroy him. And then next week, I'm going to destroy Lil Jimmy over there. I'm going on the killing spree, and then I got the champion after that. So I'm going on the killing spree.
I'll put it to you like this.
I'm not even worrying about Mike Lowry. This is like a bye week. I'm coming up from Lil Jimmy, get ready for it.
All right, so, hey, Mike Lowry, you back live, you know what I'm saying? Hey, he can't just come on here just laying it down like that. So, you know, how you feel about that?
Man, this one thing I can tell y'all about El Chapo, you know what I'm saying? Every year I go through the same thing with him. He get his head all big because he get a couple victories against easy opponents. And then he come up to his father and he get that reality check. This is you know, like back in the day when your daddy telling you smelling your nuts because you think he's too grown. This is what's going to happen. He around here smelling his nuts thinking he grown around here. And then I always tell my children, you know, when y'all think y'all grown, come on home. Come see me. He's about to get that reality.
Is it the same thing as Miami being 3-0 thinking, 4-0 thinking they're going to go to New England and beat the Big Daddy? Is that how it is?
Huh. Hey, brother, that's exactly how it's going to happen, bro. Because you seen what Miami did. Couldn't even score.
And it went down
there
later.
They had bad Brock Osweiler hit the field. You know you're doing bad with Osweiler.
For real. For real. So, yeah, you know, I was, you know, he's feeling very confident. And, you know what I'm saying? He had a couple good runs. But, you know, that whole thing with Kamara, you know, he's questionable. He's been banged up. So I think they're going to, you know, let Mark Ingram get the more touches. So we'll see how that goes. But, man, just like it's been on this show tonight, it's been, you know, been pretty active in the group. So one of the things has been the fantasy basketball. So what are y'all, you know, y'all getting ready for that?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. I think fantasy basketball is going to be just as live because I'm in it. You know, baseball champion. I'm about to do my thing, bro. I'm about to get another back. I'm about to have 3 championships, bro, all different sports. Luckily, we didn't do hockey this year because I'd have beat that ass in hockey, too, with no sticks. You see what I'm saying? So, but it's all good. I got this. I think we're going to all be ready with this basketball thing. But, yeah, man, we all on deck. And, you know, shout out to everybody who got up in the basketball league. And this thing will be live, if not liver, in football. So, man, get up in there. One thing first is I always preach, do your homework. You are not, it's not no different changes in the league as the regular league if you have participated before. But you need to do your homework, bro. If you don't know basketball and you just ended up playing, okay, thank you for the money. I appreciate it.
Hey, that's me. I'm still trying to, like, learn on the job. No lie. Well, look, we're about to take a quick break, though. But, man, look, it was crazy. Did y'all see how Coach Ziggy – hey, don't forget we got these bounties on, you know, some of the players.
Hold on, hold on. I got a question. Out of all the bounties you had, who was the one that lost that bounty?
Man, Mike, you just get shot too strong all kind of ways. Oh, man.
Yeah, bro, you know what? I wish it could have been a penicillin shot to help your ass out. But, yeah, bro, you know, you just losing everything, high in life. Damn, bro, I feel so sorry for you. You're still my boy. All
right. Hey, like okay. like Chopper said, don't commit suicide, brother. In my big league, we got Daddy Daycare, who I couldn't take down last week. So, you know, I ain't going to give no shout-out to him, but shots fired, boom, boom, boom. Next, we have Team Lando Rambunctious, who survived the bounty last week, who remained 4-0. And this guy. Breeze Nuts, he's a big league rookie. I'm waiting for him to take his first L. But those three guys still remain undefeated in our big league. And in our Florida Lee League team, you hate me. The nemesis of this league. He called our team Adam up, and he added him up on the scoreboard. But he remains undefeated in the Florida Lee League. And in the minor league, we have Brandon Super Team. The bounty's out on all of those guys. $5 gift card for whomever gets give them their first L. Man, that was like a tongue twister. I definitely need a break. Well, look, what y'all do got to say? Y'all got to say anything before we take a quick break?
Oh, man, I just wanted to piggyback on that fantasy basketball, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. If you're not in it, get in it. And you get to see firsthand another event that I'm going to beat Lil Jimmy at. Yeah, I beat him at everything.
You crazy.
I'm going to beat you like the commish beat you, bro. Say that. Say that.
That's what we put him over their lap and like, what I see?
And then, you know, and on double that, I'm going to beat you like I'm going to beat his ass this week. So, you know, you can ask him to come every It's all good.
But look, hey, that's how we do this dude off of Leroy. Don't say the Leroy if you can't say the Junior. Kicking it with my homie. Lil Jimmy, not from the block, and Full Talk with Friends, badass Mike Lowry, about to take a quick break. Whoa, this your dude Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. With my co-host Lil Jimmy, not from the block. And man, look, we got held up on the way back again live on the show because none other than El Chapo, he wants to give he wants to speak his piece to his week five opponent?
Week. More emphasis on a weak part. Shout out, Chapo. What shot you gonna fire this time, El Chapo?
Oh, I'm just sad, man. This dude talking all that yin yang and stuff like he cold or something and got blown out on Thursday. But as for that dude who undefeated in our league, man, please stay undefeated till week 8 so I can claim that $5 gift card. I'm just trying to get everything in this league. I'm back to back blowout champ. I'm just saying, I want to blow him out. So I can just shut him down. His team going to go down after that. I'm going to blow him out because his team trash too. He just didn't play nobody. So I'm going to do him the same way I'm going to do Mike Larry, whatever you call him. He going to be done. Mr. Thursday night going to be done.
What is, hey, Mike Larry, $10 bounty has been set on El Chapo, a.k.a. Tower and Thank You Revenge.
This is why you listen to the podcast. You never know what happens. See that?
Put the bounty on my head. Put the money on my head.
Look, if you throw him out, you get $20. That's double it up. You hear me? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You blew him out. And I'll pick up myself. I'll put the pickles up just for you,
bruh.
You grow
up. Ooh, we got a lot of money on El Chapo head, huh?
Ooh. He done, man. He done.
Too bad, man. Too bad because y'all gonna keep y'all money because he ain't gonna get nowhere near me.
Like
El Chapo never got blown out this year. The only loss I lost was by 5 points. Right, oh, I'm
so
done.
I'm glad we
done.
Got that. Stick a fuck in one of y'all, cause one of y'all done. I personally hope y'all ain't in a tie. I'm hating so hard. I hope it's going out to all the way to the 0.00 tie. I'll hate both of y'all.
Damn, that's hate.
Here we go. I have a question. So now Odell has came out and said he's kind of upset because the lack of the deep ball Giants offense, and he's kind of sort of calling for the offensive coordinator, Eli Manning, and offensive line. So if you put yourself in a head coach's shoes, what do you believe is the biggest problem for the Giants? Offensive line, receivers, I'm going to even throw that out there, Eli Manning himself, or just the coaching staff? I'm going to start with, we're going to go El Chapo, we're going to go Mike Lowry, and I'm going to let the commissioner finish it off.
All right. It's a tie between the offensive line and Eli Manning. That offensive line is horrible. They can't block nobody. And Eli Manning, I think it's just time for him to go like his brother did, man. He just sucked. Once he get hit, that's a wrap for Eli. He ain't good, man. So I blame the offensive line and Eli is why.
All right. Mike Lowry, how you feel?
All right. So if we speaking specifically just on the passing game, then the blame is on Eli Manning.
It's the lack of the deep ball. That's what they're talking about, the lack of the deep ball.
That's definitely on Eli Manning because I watched that Cowboys game, man. He missed some easy open throws. The offensive line struggled in run blocking, but they gave him good enough time back there to make plays, and he just wasn't making them. So that's on the Giants for not drafting a quarterback to replace him. I don't feel sorry for him, but that's on Eli, man.
All right, here we got Commish. What's up?
Hey, see, to me, it's on the offensive line because it's all about the time. You know, you got to make quarterback feel comfortable in the pocket. So, if he doesn't have the time, I mean, he can make the throws. Like, no one's ever questioned Eli's arm. I've never heard that. Now, if they start questioning his arm, then it's like, hey, okay, then it's on him. But until someone say he can't make the throws, it's on Eli. But until then, he's not feeling comfortable in the pocket. This is still the same Eli that brought them to the Super Bowl. Some offensive line.
My next question is this. Eli Manning, a two-time Super Bowl champion. Have you ever felt as if he's ever had an offensive line? Yes or no, El Chapo?
Yes. In the Super Bowl, yes, he did. Right. Them boys were toting that rock.
Right. That showed you the difference. Exactly. My fault.
Mike Lowry.
I digress.
I can't say yes to that because both of the Super Bowl years they had good defenses, and that's what really carried.
And I think so too because it's defense can overshadow your offense. And I think he never had an offensive line ever because as you name a decent, and I say decent, I want y'all to answer this question patiently. Name a decent running back that John has ever had that actually stayed there.
Bradshaw, Amari
Bradshaw and Tiki Barber.
Right.
What happened to Tiki Barber? He was there. He left before they started winning the Super Bowl.
But I'm saying, but Tiki Barber was toting that rock, boy.
Those were 1,000 yard running back. That's what I'm saying.
That was 1,000 yard back.
Right.
That was Eli Manning, though.
That was Eli Manning.
That was his first couple years, man. He was Tiki was there the first couple years. He left
right.
The year before the Super Bowl.
Yes, he did.
So he had an offensive line before, man. Eli Manning was considered somewhat, you know, top 15-ish during those times.
If Eli Manning was considered top 15-ish, I feel like Marcus Mariota
is
the top three quarterback.
Eli Manning is never.
I'm just talking with you. He definitely was like I'm just saying, you know, he's not elite, but he's better than the average.
He's better than Ryan Tannehill.
Overall, we keep an offensive coordinator. Yes or no?
Get him out of here. That's the same quarterback that benched him last year.
Nah, he's gone. That dude gone.
Well,
they got rid of him.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Eli Manning last year. That's what the whole dilemma was. They benched him for that one game for Geno Smith. And then they came around and said he could have a starting job. And then he supposedly had a starting job, but they still didn't do nothing at the end of the year. So they supposedly went in this year having a whole new philosophy for their offense, meaning that they're going to run the ball more. That's why they drafted Saquon Barkley. They believe that just the offensive line, they kind of sort of retooled it. That means Eli Manning is going to have enough time. And as Mike Lowry stated, the Dallas game, everybody in America had Dallas like 51 to 49% winning that game. And we all saw what happened. They wasn't even close.
Joe, I'm my University of Miami fan. Eric Flowers is the worst offensive lineman ever. I remember him in college. He used to get our quarterback killed. He can't block nothing, and he's his left tackle, Joe. The man can't throw the ball down the field with somebody in his face.
Even with that
said, he can't throw the ball. He can't throw the ball if he didn't hit.
I feel you. I understand what y'all saying. I believe it. I agree with each and every one of you. It's just Odell's came out and said this, and I just want to know how you all feel about if he's correct or not. Because, you know, he's going to get frustrated regardless. Because if he's Odell, he gets the lack of the touches. But if you said anything with me, I think Odell can't get off the line. But even if you can't get off the line, you still need an offensive line to get off the line.
Odell good at is running flies and slant patterns, bro. That's all he do. He runs flies and slant patterns.
Oh, all right, I have this question. So in the big league, someone wants – Zach Ertz for Odell Beckham. And what?
Take it.
I had bagged on and picked up the tight end from the Bengals. So, you know, I've been
debating. They're going, who is stupid enough? Wait, I'm just going to know who is stupid enough to make that trade.
He's not Tyler Eifert. He's not going to do that. So that backup tight end that you have for the Bengals is not going to do the things that you think Tyler Eifert would have done if he wouldn't have been injured. But if you got Odell for Becker, that you know who the favorite target was besides Alshon Jeffrey last year to Carson Wentz, right? It was Zach Ertz. Take it if you got – smoke him if you got him.
Take it. Take the deal. I don't know who offered you that deal. They smoking. You might want to get them before they wake up.
I believe personally. When you go into week 5 or 4 and beyond in fantasy football, you kind of sort of know what the offenses are doing. Now you can't go with injuries, but at the end of the day, we just had this giant talk, and we knew that Eli Manning is having trouble getting the ball off. If you think Odell, he will get the target. But you saw what he did in the Saints game. He got a lot of short targets. So a lot of short targets are not.
Well, he broke a couple of them bitches, though.
At the end of the day, that was with zone coverage, and he did break them. But how many points did you get, though?
And how many touchdowns
I don't know. It depends on our league. I'll say
depending on our league, if you got a couple 20-yard catches, hell, that's equal to a touchdown. Shit. Shit, they get like 15 points on one catch.
But his most, but look, the most he's ever had was like 10 points. So that's what comes down.
The thing is, you got to probably be patient. I would take it for the potential because, you know, when Odell and Eli clicked, you then came up with a steal.
And see, and I've been, look, you know what? That's what made, that's what I've been hoping and banking on Le'Veon Bell. Shit.
Nah, shit, you got to wait till week 7 for that shit.
Look,
week 8,
the Steelers actually made, made an offer to him that he turned down of like $42 million.
Yeah. But he only had 10 guarantees, though.
You know, honestly, he's only staying there now so he can get whatever little money he has. I honestly believe he's not going to stay there long term. Because of
the thing is,
like, if you come out and tell me as my offensive line, the guys who block with me and save my life, that I ain't shit and I won't be doing what I'm doing, I don't want to play with you, though.
No, put it this way, though. The Steelers offered this man $10 million guaranteed. Ty Gurley getting $30 to $40 million guaranteed. You telling me Le'Veon Bell ain't not the same breath as Ty Gurley? They putting up similar numbers.
Well, you know,
I wouldn't take
Le'Veon,
that either.
But with Le'Veon at this point, I don't think it's all the way about the guaranteed money, though.
But then them niggas start talking. But at first it was all about the guaranteed money. Then them dudes start talking. I can't play with no dudes like that.
Yeah, but now at this point, man, this man's been franchised for 3 years. This man was looking for security. You keep putting that tag on me one year, and you won't give me the ball 400-500 times a year. You're killing me. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, I think it's more of a respect thing for him. He's going to get paid wherever he go. But all he really was, to me, it seemed like he really just wants to feel respected. You know what
the
I'm
worst
saying?
Thing for the Steelers.
But hold on, see, the people are watching. Because
the
people are watching, just like.
Well, having Earl Thomas made the Steelers thing is all messed up. Because now he's the first person that came out and said it. You fighting for your life and your money and your career, and they just even paid you, and you came and put your heart on the field, and now you got hurt for you? Come on, bro. That man, his financial future, but his future as a man and as a player is in jeopardy now. So this is what you want me to do. And Le'Veon is the most useless back. He has taken the most uses than anybody in the league.
400 carries is ridiculous.
Though. He's the Saints Jimmy Graham. You got to say,
but that is true.
He's a running back or a receiver. He's taking part.
But the thing is, just look how it is. Okay, it took Aaron Rodgers how long before he got paid? It took Drew Brees. Okay, Drew Brees. He gave up so much of his current pay to other so that the Saints can make other players.
After he crippled the Saints, though, in 2014. Yeah, after he crippled the Saints in 2014, he had to be nice now.
But he's one of the top paid quarterbacks, and he's retiring off of it. Same thing. If he want to be a Steelers, show that. So he's turning down $10 for this year so he can just be stupid. Because at the end of the day, other teams are watching. Look at his dancing. He looks like he's worse than Dez Bryant. Like
who's going to turn down Le'Veon Bell, though, bro? Nobody turning that man down. Go to Detroit. Go to Detroit.
The Steelers have.
So you go Calvin Johnson your career? You right.
That's what I'm saying.
Go to Detroit, nigga.
But look, watch this. Once you become looking for a job, you become desperate. This is all I'm saying. Look at the job market.
Yep, exactly.
Are you going to go to the Jets? If he go to the Jets, he's going to be – man, that would be nice for him. That would be a nice look for him.
That's what I'm saying.
The Jets came after him. The Jets are coming after him. He's not going after the Jets. It's a difference. Now, just like what the commissioner talked about, until your stock, until people don't want you no more, that's when you will have a problem. And if people are not knocking on the door for them to trade him, at least maybe it's Pittsburgh that's asking for too much, but they're not knocking on the door for him.
That's what I'm saying. Just like Dez Bryant turning down these offers because he feels he is worth more than what this market is, but the system and the market is still moving without him. Same thing that's what's happening in front of Le'Veon Bell. James Conner.
At the end of the day, why would you trade for Le'Veon Bell when he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year? I wouldn't give up nothing when I could get him for free.
Hey, bro, this is not a Jimmy Butler thing, bro. I don't need you to sign a deal with me. Because if he wants to play football, he doesn't want to play football for the money. That's why he's been asking the Steelers the whole time. Just give me money, dog. That's all I want. And
he don't want money. He want years, man. $14 million on the tag. He need the years, man. That man wants security.
He need the years. You want the years and the guaranteed money, dude. That's
like,
what he want.
Like
money.
That's the same thing that happened with Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald. You not.
I'm just saying
you don't want to pay your best players over years. Like that's all he's asking.
Yeah, that's just a running back.
$14 million on the tag, but you got to lock him over years, man. That man been giving you his heart and soul for years. Why you can't
right.
give him
like I'm saying.
Return?
Running back is the most banged up position, bro. That's the shortest position life is running back.
Right.
And this man, you only got about 5 to 10 years as a running back, bro, and then it's over. You can't make this man keep wasting his life, man.
That is true.
Can't keep making him run 400 times and then paying this man the franchise tag and he get hurt, he screwed.
Who's to say that? Has he gotten hurt?
Man, I'm just saying, you can't. You never know. I'm saying you never know.
Every year, this dude never goes to training camp. You know what I'm saying? So who's showing loyalty to which end?
Okay, wait, hold on.
I mean, but the last
time he was suspended. He was suspended.
The last time he didn't go to training camp was because he didn't want to, or he was trying to get a better contract.
Last year he was suspended for the first two games, so last year he probably didn't practice.
But he's making rap songs about him not at training camp and all these other places, being very disrespectful, like just being very like, it's just crazy. That's what I said. But they still letting him come on the job.
Yeah, they need him because James Conner ain't the damn answer.
Don't ever think a system needs you. Don't ever think because they got money. This is one of the oldest systems, one of the oldest teams. So you don't think they have the resources to go and get the top player?
Man, you know the Steelers don't do that.
If you have the resources and you have him, why not pay him?
Yeah, he is the top running back in the league, though. He is.
If you had the resources to get somebody else, why not pay him?
Wait, answer this question. For the 2018 season, how many yards does Le'Veon Bell have?
I'm just saying, though, like, if you go off of talent and what he does for the offense, that's why the Pittsburgh don't look right. They don't look right because Le'Veon Bell fits them. And he brings so much of a mismatch.
They don't look right because they're adjusting to James Conner.
He ain't Le'Veon.
So, Commissioner, let me ask you this. Le'Veon Bell first game is most likely gonna be week 8.
Yeah.
So from week 8 to week 17, you don't think he's gonna get over 1,000 yards?
Nope.
I don't. Cause he's not in.
They're gonna give him the ball about 600 times.
Okay, wait, hold on. 1,000
yards from the scrimmage. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna tell you this. Let me put it in football terms. The Pittsburgh secondary is horrible. So the other team is gonna run up the scoreboard on secondary, and they're gonna have to.
But
put
if
the
you
ball
got a running back, you can hide the defense. You got a great running back to control him. You can hide that defense for a while. Time of possession, you can slow it down.
They're not gonna slow it down. Okay, you know that's what they. Okay, so we take they take 5 minutes to hold his defense and run, and the other team score 2 touchdowns in 5 minutes. They're gonna have to.
Man, good thing to a bad defense is a great running game. That's what happened with the Saints defense last year. Last year, we had a great running game, and then hid that dog on second corner that we had that was bad all that time. Now, without the running game like we usually have, it's starting to get exposed. The team's starting to get the ball more. They're scoring more on the Saints.
That is true.
It's the same thing with the Steelers. Now, I got a question for you, Commissioner. If Le'Veon is that bad, who did you pick first in the fantasy football draft?
I said the first year I get this fool, he does this.
I'm saying so obviously the man got talent, man. The man ain't no tomato can or nothing like that if you picking him first.
But I went off of his results. But let's see what happens in 2018. That's all I'm saying. But hey, we about to get out of here. So, hey, look, Jim, welcome in the show. Oh, okay.
One more question for y'all. Go. Yes or no? 1,000 scrimmage yards from scrimmage for Le'Veon Bell, 2018. Yes or no? Mike Lowry.
Easily, yes, man. You can put him over 15.
Yes.
I'm
gonna say
no.
Yes. We'll take a minute. Ooh,
no.
There you go. This is why we got sports. This is why you listen. More talk with friends, man.
So we do, you know, say, hey, make sure y'all look us up. You know, Facebook, of course, talk with friends. If y'all ain't part of the group, get with the group, get with the movement. If y'all in the group, make sure y'all get active. You know, this is what we do. You know, have fun, talk noise, and play sports. But make sure y'all listen
and give
to
our Mike Lowry Award.
Live tomorrow at 10:30. What you talking about, Mike Lowry?
Man,
that's talking that foolishness. I'm doing it, man.
Mr. Thursday night.
Mr. Thursday night himself. But look, hey, look, he got about 13 points upon Mr. Danny Weenie, Mr. Blow out of the
group.
Sound like a woman.
Yes, sir.
But look, hey, this is how we about to do. We about to turn out the show. This is doing on Blue Roy Kids with my co-host, Lil Jimmy. Who that be?
Top from the block. Whoa.
And we out.
Cause I'm that nigga.
I'm that nigga.